Coach's Insight continues on KR93.7, talking more Hill Mounts Academy basketball with head coach for the boys, Brad Kunicki, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Coach, your team, first game of the new year, an overtime winner against Jackson Heights Tuesday night, 43-41. How do you feel the team performed out of the break?
Well, we did real well starting the ball game off. I thought our practices over Christmas were really, really solid. It carried over into the start of that Jackson Heights game. And then after halftime, things kind of shut down for us a little bit. We missed a lot of shots at the basket. It got the game really, really close. Defensively, we played real well. We executed the offense really well. We just had a hard time scoring, and I think a lot of that was due to the fact the night before we played Valley Falls. Monday night we had a game over there. It was a pretty tight game. They're the best team in our league right now, I think, and we got them down the floor with them, played really, really hard. The end of the third quarter, we were down 7 or 8 points, and then the game got away from us the fourth quarter. And I think Tuesday night when we went into Jackson Heights, that game, tired legs, you know, not being in the real rhythm of games yet because of the break, had a big effect on scoring at the basket.
Yeah, certainly tough when you come out of the break and have back-to-back games right out the jump and starting it with arguably the best team in the Northeast Kansas League right now, an undefeated Valley Falls, and then turn around and play a solid Jackson Heights team, but able to get that win on Tuesday. You talk about the Christmas break practices. How truly important are those to have that extra time after the first couple of weeks to get that extra break and to really kind of fine-tune some things going into the final push?
Yeah, you know, you evaluate what you did before Christmas break and say, okay, well, what can we improve on? What do we need to add? What do we need to do going forward as we get into the heart of the season? And for us, it's a little bit more difficult. You know, we are a boarding school, and some of the players that we have aren't around for Christmas break. And then trying to catch them up the first, second week of January is always a challenge. But the kids that we had here, we had good Christmas practices. We were able to implement some new things, work on some things that weren't doing real well. But, you know, coming right out of the gates and having a three-game week like we did this week wasn't an easy task, you know, because it takes a few games to, you know, even though you got Christmas practices, it takes a few games to get your legs back and getting into the rhythm of the game and that kind of stuff. And you could really see that Tuesday night. And hopefully Friday when we play Horton, we'll be more back to where we need to be.
Yeah, you mentioned that third game here this week will be a trip to Horton tomorrow night. You know, they come off their first win of the year, getting a win over McLaughlin Tuesday night. They won that game by 9. You know, what challenges can Horton present tomorrow night?
Oh, a lot of challenges, you know, for us. I mean, if you look at our season, we've competed against pretty good teams. We lost by 2 to JCN, Care Paravel, and Valley Falls, very good teams. We competed against those guys. And then throughout most of our season, it's been nail-biter games. We've had 2 overtime games. We had a tight game with Oskaloosa. Horton presents new kinds of challenges. They're big. They're physical. They play a really good 2-3 zone defense. It's going to be hard to score on. I look for another game like we had against Jackson Heights and Oskie and McLeod. It's going to be a nail-biter game all the way to the end. It'll be a good game for the fans to watch, I think.
Yeah, and sometimes they tend to struggle sometimes offensively, but you mentioned it is tough to score on them, even in their last couple of losses to JCN and ACCHS. They held those two teams to just 40 and 41 respectively. So they certainly are pretty good on the defensive end, and obviously a challenge when you're playing your third game of the week. So what's going to be a few keys to get that win?
Well, patience. You know, not take bad shots. You know, we have a tendency to do that, and, you know, we want to score and want to attack the basket and everything like that. But Horton just doesn't let you get in there. And we're going to have to have some good perimeter play and some patience and be satisfied with a low-scoring game. This game's not going to be real high-scoring. It's just so tough to get to the rim against these guys. And we're going to just need to you know, run the offense, and take our scoring opportunities when we get them.
Brad Kunicki, the Moore Hill Mounts Academy boys basketball coach, joining us here. His team sitting at 4-3, 4-2 in Northeast Kansas League play. They'll wrap up a three-game week tomorrow night for the road trip to Horton. Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you for joining us. Good luck tomorrow, and we will do it again next week.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon.